Okay, Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Yisai. We are in Chavis Halavavis, Shal Yichud HaMaisa, Perek Hei, toward the end. The Yetzer Hara, in the next assault that we're studying now, is, we'll kind of call it here, with the momentum of your material reality. We'll try to ride your material reality to pull you in that direction. The common denominator that we keep seeing with many of these things is that he'll take a path that you're on in life, which in itself is either neutral or positive, and he'll try to use that inertia, that momentum, to catapult you in his direction, right? Doesn't come and hit you head on and try to send you in the other direction. So remember, we're talking about what we keep calling his from department, right? He wants to take you, you're running this way anyways, so he wants to give you a push in the direction you're running. Just, you're running straight, he'd like to push you a little leftwards or a little rightwards, right? So here, he's going to sit and watch your material state. Okay, he's going to watch if things are going well for you materially, he'll use that. If things are not going well for you materially, he'll use that. How does he do that? So when things are going well for you materially, he tries to put your focus on that. And he tries to gain two things here. First of all, I said yesterday, pat yourself on the back for your material successes. Pat yourself on the back for material successes. Think back fondly of that decision that I made and this business investment that I made, etc. And he tries, this is subtle, but he tries to get you to move into the thinking of, look what I did. Now, we know that when it comes to material affairs, it's not the way to be thinking. The way to be thinking is, look what Hashem did for me, and to be humbled by that. But he tries to shift your focus and to get your focus on, wow, look what I did. Look what I did. That's right. And number two, he tries to get you, call it emotionally involved in it. Look, you're succeeding materially. I want more focus on that, the Yetzirah says. I want more focus on that. Don't, you know, you're continuing to go to, you're maintaining a rigorous schedule of shiurim, etc. 1 minute. You have to take note of the fact that you're more comfortable than you were a couple of years ago. Pay attention to that. Here he comes, mamish, sounding like a Baal Musar. Don't keep rolling ahead in life, right? Continuing your shiurim, stop for a minute. Realize that you now are in a better place materially. There's what to do with that. He wants you to be focused on that. And forget it, let's not talk about stopping shiurim. Just he wants your energies to be there. For us, the way we want to approach it is that material success is, in Yiddishkeit, it's a benefit, right? Material success is a benefit, but it is a material benefit, meaning it's something that we ride on. It's something that facilitates our life program, but it does not become the focus of our life's program. Enjoy the success. Enjoy it. But that's all. Don't turn it into a focus. Now, and then his next step will be, once he has you focusing on it, you have to put more effort into it. You have to put more effort into it. If you see that your business is going in the right direction, don't be a botlin. You stepped up a grade in terms of material success. So retrace your steps and see, how can I take it to the next step? Now this, in the Chavis Halavis' world, is something that you don't want to be doing. Once you are making a comfortable living, don't put in energies to step it up. The Chavis Halavis' hashkafa is, you put in serious efforts and energies in order to make a good panasa. Once you're making a good panasa that provides well for your family, do not put in more efforts now to take it to the next level, to become rich. He says, wealth is something that if you're doing reasonable ishadlis, Hashem will decide to provide it. It's not something you should be pursuing. You should be pursuing a reasonably comfortable life. So now, the Kuzari says the same thing. And the reason I'm saying it is because I don't know if there are other shittos out there. And I'm saying this way, no, the Chovos HaLevavos makes this point. The Kuzari puts it that way in more beremez. I don't know if there are others who say otherwise. Okay. Now, Ubatzar Licha. So that's how he uses the momentum of material success for his purposes. Ubatzar Licha. When things are going tough, he'll use that momentum also for his purposes. What will he do then? He'll bring into your consciousness, look, so-and-so is a Rasha. He's really doing well. You are putting so much effort into Avodas Hashem. You're davening well. You're putting effort into your learning. And look what a struggle it is, right? And look at so-and-so. He's not putting in any of those efforts. He does not lead. He's not living at the level that you live. And look how well he's doing. Starts occupying your mind with that. Right? Come on, Shikasuf. Like the Pasuk says, Yishloyu oyalim l'shoydedim. The bandits, the robbers, are living tranquilly in their tents. Ubatuchos l'margize kel. And those who are angering Hashem are living very securely. V'yoyim alecha. And he tells you, like nichnas alecha the hafsid azeh, the reason why you're struggling in life is, you know what, again, I want to translate this as thoughts that might go through our mind. The way the Chovos HaLevavos is putting it is, this is the Yetzer Hara is telling you. That already makes it like something that we don't relate to. But thoughts that are going through our mind. Thoughts that might go through a person's mind is, you know, I am struggling because I'm putting a lot of energies, emotional energies, mental energies into Avodas Hashem. Really, if I would just clear my mind and give my full focus to the business, I'd be in a much better place. But I'm putting myself through problems by trying to juggle, and it's too much, right? The shiurim and the davening and the efforts and the this and the and maybe a chol tochalamoid bize mepne kovad masoi v'doichak tachlisoi roichak tachlisoi. It's really too much. It'll keep you always on the run, right? A program of Avodas Hashem is always going to be keeping you busy. You never really have a chance to relax. And you never reach a place of, it's it, I've gotten there. If I could just set all this aside, if I could get rid of those stresses, of the rigors of a life of Avodas Hashem, just take it easy a bit, have more energies to put into the business, you can really enjoy life. Look, here are people, they take all this much less seriously. They think Avodas Hashem much less seriously. They're not busy trying to put in intense efforts. And look, their life is smooth. Now, you see, this is what Hashem says, Bikroivaya Kodesh. If you get closer to Hashem, things get more difficult. Hashem says, because I'm closest with you, therefore I'm quicker to punish you. That's something that deserves elaboration. But here the Yetzer Hara is using it to say, don't be so intensely on the track of Avodas Hashem. Take it easy and you'll have an easier life. That's right. That's Mamashah's attitude, right? It's too tough to be a Yid. That's where the Yetzer Hara gets you. And another thing that he'll do is that if you decide on some good thing you want to do, you want to take up a new shir, you want to take up a new seder, you want to take up some new hanhaga, right? Yagdil alecha inyona v'yafchid chamimen. He'll make you all nervous about it. He'll show you how tough it's going to be, right? But you're going to take up this new seder. You know what it's going to do to your schedule. You know what it's going to do you in, etc., right? So listen what the Chavis HaLevis here says. I don't know if we can apply these examples to ourselves. But he says, for example, a person decides he wants to fast. Earlier times, that was a recommended measure to take. He'll tell you, here he's saying what in those days the Yetzirah would say. Today it might be the Yetzirah telling us this. But a person wants to fast, which was considered a very standard measure to take every so often for tshuva, precious, etc. So it's going to make you weak. It's going to make you sick. You're not going to be able to go about your parnoso, your avodas Hashem properly. Okay, so giving that again. Today we're told by our authorities that these are not avodas for us. But talking in his day. Or another example that he gives. If you want to be up at night, let's say we'll call this tikkun chatzos. We'll call this tikkun chatzos, to be up at night, putting in, using the quiet hours of the night for some heartfelt tefillah, intimate tefillah, right? Ya'ala libcha, he'll tell you that, hashena, ki hashena tovel lecha min hamazon. Sleep is even more important than good food. V'shemeres b'riuscha, and it keeps you healthy. U'mechazekes gufcha yosa min hamacho v'amishte, and it keeps your body strong even more than food and drink. So again, today, Yetzer HaTov that tells us this. And Yetzer HaTov is trying to keep us up at night with all kinds of other things. It doesn't have to be Avodas Hashem, but all kinds of other things. But again, this is the example that the Yetzer HaTov is giving from those days. But we'll talk about it. Here's an example that can be relevant for us too. A person has a thought to give some tzedakah. They'll suddenly show you how you're going to be strapped without that money, right? He's going to give you pictures of poverty right in front of your face. And he'll give you all kinds of scary images of poverty. Right? I would say, take down some extra time for learning. You really need that time. You're going to choke yourself, etc. Sometimes you have to just dive into things. You'll see that they work. If they don't work, so you can stop them afterwards. Right? All kinds of mitzvahs and chasodim. He comes and he intimidates you. He tries to make it overwhelming. So you should just drop it. Okay. That's why elsewhere, the Chavis HaLevis uses the lashon of minazihirus shalaitar b'lizoher. Part of living carefully is not to be overly careful. A person who's overly careful, he ends up not doing anything in life. And that's not a very careful approach to life, right? Part of being careful is not being overly careful, because then you'll miss opportunities. Sometimes you have to just dive into things. And that's part of living a responsible life. Okay. That deserves elaboration. Malinowitz loves that quote. He used to say it all the time. If an avera crosses your mind, so he will really try to allure you with its pleasure. He'll make you forget about the punishment that it's going to carry. And he'll try to rush you to do it. There's a chashuva diuk here. Sometimes a very chashuva trick in Milchemes HaYetzer is, what Chazal say, yesh otzel v'niskar. I'm tempted to do something, but you know what? I'm going to give it a little bit of a delay. I'm going to do it. I'm feeling a temptation. I don't feel like I can overcome it right now. But I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it in half an hour. You're giving room for the Yetzirah, for the Yetzirah Tov to make a comeback, to get a foot in. It'll sometimes take off the edge, you know, the depressing feeling. So he says that part of the trick of the Yetzirah is not just attempting to do an Avera, but to get you to rush. And here is where you can get a foot in. Yetzirah, I'll do the Avera. But I'm going to put it off a little bit. Okay, we'll stop here. All right.